You are listening to a Banzai Retro Club podcast. Language and topics may not always be appropriate for younger listeners. Press 1 for a groovy topic from the 1970s. Press 2 for an awesome topic from the 1980s. Or press 3 for a slamming topic from the 1990s. Please choose now. Too late. We have made your selection for you. Let's start the show.
Welcome back to another episode of Banzai Retro Club. We are continuing part 2 of Banzai Jeopardy, hosted by Jason from Rediscover the 80s, as Scott and Rose and Dave all try to win the battle for the great big prize, which is, I believe, some stickers of some sort. Anyway, so here is part 2. See who wins. Oh, and if you haven't listened to part 1, you should go back and listen to the first part before you get to this part. So stop what you're listening to now and go back to listen to the previous episode. And here is the game show. Banzai Jeopardy!
Nobody's out of it yet.
Yeah, it's anybody's game.
So, anybody need to go pee or take a break?
Potty break?
Everybody good? You want to go right into round 2?
Go for it.
Bio break, you mean? We don't use such vulgar terminology.
Oh, piss off. Oh. Sorry, I'm just...
Yeah, we might need to go take a dump. No.
Oh, my God.
Oh, speaking of attitudes, Jason.
My dogs might need to.
You were, like, coming on the show trying not to, like, make us look bad? What happened to that? That just, like, totally blew out the window.
Well, no, come on. Like... You still got a whole second round here. You don't know what's behind these.
Okay.
Well, you've got, since you're the low man or low lady, we'll let you start round 2.
Well,
where you want to go now? Let me go through the categories here. So we've got obscurely adapted, don't drink and rhyme, but wait, there's more. Crazy Otto gets married. Can I borrow your face? And license and registration, please.
Too funny.
I promise you these are fun categories.
Yeah. I'm looking at Can I Borrow Your Face for 200.
Can I Borrow Your Face? Can I Borrow Your Face? If I can scroll down here.
I know I'm going to regret it, though.
Can I Borrow Your Face is actually celebrity cameo appearances in 1980s music videos.
Ooh. Ooh,
so for 200, name the SNL star who appeared in Paul Simon's You Can Call Me Al video.
Chevy Chase.
There you go for 200.
Bam. That's a free 200. That's an easy one.
That's why it's 200. Wow.
One of the best videos of all time, by the way.
Oh yeah, definitely.
So much fun.
Just watched that today.
I've broken that down on my website. If you want to go take a look at that.
Really?
Yeah. Okay.
Gonna have to.
Rose, it's your board.
Yeah. Well, I'm getting cocky now. So, can I borrow your face for 400?
For 400, name the famous stand-up comedian who had cameos in Lionel Richie's Dancing on the Ceiling and Billy Joel's Tell Her About It.
Rodney Dangerfield?
Correct.
Nice.
Found a groove.
Here we go.
Found a groove.
She found it. She's there.
What was that about making the host look bad?
She's yeah, in the zone, is what she is.
I take it back, Jason.
And who's in the lead now? Rose 1400.
Yeah, Rose is in the lead. But for how long? That's okay.
You're bored.
Okay.
She can only get 2400 more, you know, perfectly.
I borrow your face for 600.
Name the Star Trek actor who appeared in the Bangles Going Down to Liverpool music video.
Holy crap. So you don't even know that one, so I'm going to guess. Going Down to Liverpool. Star Trek actor. I don't really want to go the obvious Leonard Nimoy.
Correct.
Oh, I guessed. God. I totally guessed. Oh, my
God. That's exactly where my mind was going, too. I didn't know that answer, but that was
like, I was going to say William Shatner. I was like, no.
See, I was thinking Wesley. I don't know why. I was thinking Wesley, so.
Oh, homeboy. Yeah, okay.
Okay, Rose.
Can I borrow your face for 800?
Name two WWF wrestlers that appeared in Cyndi Lauper's The Goonies Are Still Good Enough music video.
Oh, two. Oh, see, get it
should be an obvious one, but.
Captain something. Hulk Hogan and.
I'll just stop you there. That's incorrect.
Okay, thank you. Put me out of my misery.
Dave.
All right, so it's Captain Lou Albano.
Thank you.
That is one.
I'm trying to remember if it was Rowdy Roddy Piper or if it was the Iron Sheik. Let's go Iron Sheik.
That is correct.
Nice.
Yay.
Other correct answers would be Rowdy Roddy Piper, the Fabulous Moolah, Nikolai Volkoff, Freddie Blassie, and Andre the Giant.
Andre, that's fine. Oh, yep.
We're all in that video. So we'll give Dave 800 here.
Good job, Dave.
Thank you.
And Dave is in control.
I feel like License and Registration Please is going to be like a cop, you know, like a cop TV show kind of thing. So let's go with that. License and Registration Please for 200.
License and Registration Please is I give you a famous car and you give me the make and model of that car.
Ooh, okay.
And for 200, you need to give me the make and model of Kit from Knight Rider. Just the make and model, not the year.
Kit is a shit. What is Kit? Oh my God. There goes all my 80s cred right there. Shit. Yeah, my mind just went blank. I should know this, but it went blank. I don't know.
Scott, we're over to you then.
I believe it's Trans Am. Firebird.
And what is the make?
Make. Pontiac?
Correct. Pontiac Firebird Trans Am.
Yes.
Yep.
I was actually going to say that. It came to my turn.
Okay. Scott, you're in control.
I like that one. License and Registration, Please. 400.
The General Lee from Dukes of Hazzard.
Dodge Charger.
Correct.
Woohoo.
Okay. We are neck and neck, folks. Rose is at 2,000. Dave is at 1,800. Scott's at 1,900.
I want to go with License Registration again for 600.
The Back to the Future Time Machine.
Oh, please. DeLorean.
DeLorean.
Oh.
What?
That's all I know.
All anybody knows, actually.
come on, guys.
E85. I don't know.
Incorrect. All right, so we are over to Dave.
Model. Oh, Dave.
Yeah, they're making watches now. DMC.
Close. I need a little bit more on DMC. I might give it to you anyway.
I thought it was DeLorean Motor Company. DMC. DeLorean.
The actual title is DeLorean DMC 12.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But I don't know. I just totally skipped Rose on that, giving her a chance. Did you know that, Rose? I'm sorry.
No, okay. I did not know it.
What do you think, guys? We going to give it to him?
Yeah, he's right. Over.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Aww.
All right.
Okay. We're just warming them up for smoking them anyway.
All right.
Don't start me on the drink and rhyme category.
Yeah, I was going, but just wait, saying. There's more. Mm-hmm. 200.
I'm sorry?
But wait, there's more. 200.
Okay. But Wait, There's More is all about classic infomercials. And number two, the very first infomercial ever was for the Vitamix blender in what year? 1949, 1959, or 1969?
Vitamix just sounds 50s to me. Let's go 59.
Incorrect.
Ah.
We're over to Rose. Was it 1949 or 1969?
Oh, wait a minute.
I'm sorry. No, you're right, Scott. Scott's at 1900.
I'm like, I'm trailing here, guys.
I'm sorry. Okay. Scott, 1949 or 1969?
I'm going to say 49.
And you would say correctly.
Yes.
Put you up to 2100.
Okay. Thank goodness.
Okay, you're bored, Scott.
All right, I'm going to go, let's try Don't Drink and Rhyme, 200.
Don't Drink and Rhyme for 200. These are songs with alcoholic beverages in the title. I will give you a year, an artist, and you give me the title of the song, okay? Mm-hmm. So for 200, I'm saying 1983, UB40.
Red Wine. Red Wine, sorry.
There you go. Okay, there you go. Red Wine. That's correct.
I love that song, by the way.
I used to love it, but I do not like it now.
Not a big fan.
Not anymore, really?
Not a fan.
Never.
No.
Never been a fan of it.
Never did.
Oh, okay. UB40 at all.
Yeah. Scott. Rose. All right, let's try Don't Drink and Rhyme again for 400.
1977, Jimmy Buffett.
Margaritaville?
Correct.
I better know it. I live in Florida.
If I don't, I
might get kicked out of Florida if I didn't know that.
you need to answer a little more with authority. You know, that was like Margaritaville?
Margaritaville?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I knew Gung Ho, but I didn't know Margaritaville.
Oh, you got to own the answer, Scott. Own it, man.
All right, you're bored, man. Scott.
All right, let's try Crazy Otto Gets Married for 200. I have no idea what that one's about.
Crazy Otto Gets Married. This one, Crazy Otto was the original title for Miss Pac-Man. So these are all questions about Miss Pac-Man.
Oh boy.
200 is, which of these scenes does not appear as an intermission between levels of Miss Pac-Man? Your choices are Pac-Man and Miss Pac-Man meet, Pac-Man and Miss Pac-Man chase each other, Pac-Man and Miss Pac-Man get married, Pac-Man and Miss Pac-Man, actually a stork brings a baby to Pac-Man and Miss Pac-Man. So your choices are meet, chase, get married, or stork brings a baby. Which one of those is not?
I'm going to say stork brings a baby.
That is incorrect.
Damn.
So we are to Rose.
Pac-Man and Miss Pac-Man get married.
That is correct. They do not get married.
Oh, but they have a baby.
But they have a baby, yep.
Interesting.
bastard.
Sign out of wedlock. My
sign
God.
Of the sign of the times.
It's sign of the times.
All right. Okay, Rose.
Okay. Your part. I don't know. What should I do? Should I go balls to the wall for can I borrow your face for $1,000? What do you think, guy?
Go for it.
Go for
yeah.
it.
Yeah. What's the worst that can happen?
Are you going to go for it?
I'm going to go for it.
All right. Yeah. So you're going to do that one for $1,000?
Sure. Why not?
Bonsai.
Oh, boy.
Woo! Woo! So that's woo! A daily woo! Double for you.
Oh, my goodness.
How much no do you pressure. Want to risk?
200.
200?
Yeah.
Okay. What I need from you mm-hmm. is I need you to name 3 of the 12 celebrities other than the Ghostbusters who appear in the Ghostbusters music video.
Irene Cara.
Correct. That's 1.
Danny DeVito.
That's 2.
Chevy Chase.
Correct. That's 3. You got it.
Nice.
Very
I'm
good job.
Played Rose.
How many did you say there were?
There 12? Were 12.
12. Together. I only had to name 3.
Just for fun, would you mind throwing the other ones out there?
Sure. Chevy Chase, Irene Cara, John Candy, okay. Melissa Gilbert, mm-hmm. Ollie E. Brown, Jeffrey Tambor, George Wendt, Al Franken, Danny DeVito, Carly Simon, Peter Falk, and Terry Garr.
Melissa Gilbert?
Melissa Gilbert.
Yeah. The Ghostbusters. Yeah, she was in there. Yeah.
Yeah, but it just seems like so
I know.
Odd. It does. Like what is she? I mean, Little House on the Prairie, really? What did that have to do with Ghostbusters?
Wasn't she dating Rob Lowe at the time? That kind of gave her a little street cred.
I don't know.
Right.
All right. So
okay, Rose, it's your board.
Ooh, cool. Oh, let's see. Let's go with Don't Drink and Rhyme for 600.
Don't Drink and Rhyme for 600. 1957, The Champs.
Wow. Oh, Tequila.
Correct. Very good. Huh. And with that, you've taken the lead. Rose, you're at 3,000. Scott's at 2,700. Dave, 2,400. Okay.
Not so much the overlord, are you now?
Nice.
Oh, don't worry, I'm bound to screw up. Don't Drink and Rhyme for 800.
1995, Oasis.
Perfect, Nugent. Yeah, see, this is one of them screw up times. I am so not familiar with any Oasis song. Nothing.
All right. Dave, it's over to you.
I got nothing.
Wow. Scott?
Cadillac Escalade.
Oh, wow. You guys don't know Oasis. Come on, man.
I don't know Oasis.
The correct answer is Champagne Supernova.
Ah, yeah.
Oh, my
right.
God.
Yeah, I knew
Champagne
that.
Supernova.
I had okay. no idea. That I would never put that together with a car. I didn't even think about it that way. That's great.
Okay, Rose, you're still in control.
Okay. Well, let's finish out Don't Drink and Rhyme for 1,000.
1987, The Beastie Boys.
Beastie Boys. Nope. Got nothing.
Okay. Dave?
So, something with liquor in it by Beastie Boys. it's not You Gotta Fight for Your Right.
Songs with alcoholic beverages in the title.
Yeah, every song that's coming to mind by the Beastie Boys has no liquor in the title. I'm drawing a blank.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Scott?
Okay, I just need a second. Just don't talk.
This is a podcast. We're
oh, my God. No, that's not it. That's the not body. It. No, stop.
Sabotage.
No, it's not sabotage. Oh, my God. I know.
Like I told you.
Intergalactic, planetary, planetary, intergalactic. What's your answer, dude? Come on.
I got nothing. I cannot. I know it. Yeah, I'm going to kick myself.
The correct answer is Brass Monkey.
God, dude.
Is he still alive? Somebody check. Check the line. Is he still alive?
Medic!
I'm trying to be quiet.
Man down. Man down. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Control. Rose. Rose, you're in control still.
Okay. Let's see. But wait, there's more for 400.
Brass monkey. That funky monkey.
All right. For 400, since 1994, this professional boxer has earned over three times the income he ever earned inside the ring from his infomercials and endorsements. Try saying that.
Mm-hmm. Mr. George Foreman.
Correct.
I owns one of his grills. You know it.
Okay.
Okay. Gosh, you know, I think I'm going to do something different. Obscurely adapted for 200.
Obscurely adapted for 200 is about obscure TV shows adapted from movies. For 200, in 1984, ABC adapted this show based on the film starring Roy Scheider fighting urban crime in Los Angeles with the world's most advanced helicopter.
Oh, sure. Don't know.
Okay, Dave?
Sounds like Airwolf to me.
Incorrect.
Oh.
Thunder? Scott, do you know this one?
Thunder. Lightning and a thunder. How about Blue Thunder?
Correct. Now, that's the confidence we need in an answer.
There you go.
You said Roy Scheider. I knew that exactly.
Yeah. He was redeeming himself for Brass Monkey. So,
dude, it was like on the tip of my tongue. I'm thinking, bronze. Copper. It's metal. Something metal. Not heavy metal, but... Anyway, go on. Oh,
it's your board, Scott.
Oh, it's my turn. Let's try obscurely adapting again. That's kind of fun.
For 400, in 1979, ABC premiered a sitcom adaptation of the 1978 movie National Lampoon's Animal House, which included several actors from the movie. Can you name the show?
No. I cannot name the show. I have no idea.
Okay, we are over to Dave.
Yeah, anybody that would think of adapting that movie into a TV show, I don't know what they're thinking, but no, I have no idea.
You got it, Rose?
Yep.
The answer is Delta House.
Huh.
Okay.
That totally makes sense. I was going to say College Days, but you know. That's just me being...
Tomato, tomato. Yeah.
Tomato, tomato.
Quick check of the board. Rose is at 3,400. Scott's at 2,900. And Dave's at 24. And Scott, it's your board.
I'm going to go license and registration for 800.
License and registration for 800. Wayne and Garth's Mirthmobile in Wayne's World.
That'd be an AMC Gremlin.
Hmm.
Oh, it's a gremlin. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong on who made it.
I don't know if it's the same or not. I'm going to do a quick.
You got to Google it?
Timeout. Yeah, quick Google.
It's not a pacer.
It's not a gremlin.
Not a gremlin. It's not a pacer.
It, well, yeah, it is a pacer.
Is it a pacer, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know how we're going to work that question. Just going to throw it out all together. Did any of y'all know, Dave or Rose, did any of y'all know?
Didn't AMC make both of them?
They did, yeah.
Pacer was the one that was in Wayne's World, though.
Yeah, Pacer.
Yeah, I was going to say AMC Pacer.
Oh, boy.
Now we got a controversy.
Now.
You can throw the question out, seriously. I mean,
Yeah. We'll just throw it out.
I don't care.
Okay, we'll just throw it out then. All right, Scott, still your turn.
Okay, let's go obscurely adapted for 600.
Excuse me, adapted. Which of these movies has not been adapted into an animated series? Spaceballs, Jumanji, Home Alone, Dumb and Dumber.
Home Alone.
Correct. Nice.
I'm done.
Crazy Otto Gets Married for 400.
Let me score update here. Crazy Otto Gets Married for 4. What is the highest scoring bonus item in Ms. Pac-Man? Is it a banana, a pretzel, or a pear?
Pretzel.
Incorrect. So we are over to Dave. Is it a banana or is it a pear?
Let's go banana.
Correct. For 400. The point totals, by the way, banana was 5,000, pretzel is 700, and pear is 2,000.
Oh, wow. I was at the bottom of the list. Okay.
There's an apple in between there somewhere. But anyway, Dave, your turn.
But wait, there's more. 600.
But wait, there's more for 600. A Fall by Mrs. Fletcher in this 1989 Life Call infomercial gave us this catchphrase.
Help me, I'm falling.
Cannot give that to you.
Nope.
Rose.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up.
That is correct. I've fallen and I can't get up.
I was going to say that the help part was not part of it, was it?
It was not. That's true. But
I've fallen.
She did say the full answer. So
yeah. She did.
I'm going to give that to her.
Thank you.
Did I give her points yet?
No.
I don't think I.
No.
Okay, that was 600. Okay, Rose, you're up.
Okay, let's see. What the hell? License and registration, please, for 1,000.
License and registration for 1,000. Christine from the film of the same name.
She was a... Oh, man. 1852. Bel Air.
No.
Chevy Bel Air.
Incorrect.
Okay.
Dave, you got it.
She was a Plymouth Fury.
Yeah. Correct.
That's correct.
Whoa! Nice.
1958.
Yeah, I forgot the year, but I knew it was 50 something.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Dave, you are in control as we finish out that category. Just for those listening, we've got 3 left and Crazy Otto Gets Married. We've got 800 and 1,000, but wait, there's more, and 800 and 1,000 and obscurely adapted.
Let's see. And point totals, Rose 4,000, Dave 3,800, and Scott 3,500.
Ooh, this is close.
Yes, I know. We're making it interesting, aren't we? But wait, there's more. 800.
And there still is one more bonsai out there, too. Which did you say? But wait, there's more. 800.
Yep.
From 1980... Whoa. That's not right. I screwed up the years. Anyway. crap.
I think that's 77. Yeah.
From 1977 to 1984, over 2 million sets of these knives were sold, touted as the last knives you'll ever need.
That'd be the Ginsu knives.
Correct.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yep.
Well done. You cut a can just as well as a tomato.
And the shoe. Don't forget the shoe.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just quoting Bill Murray from Scrooged.
Sorry. All right.
Let's close that category out for 1,000.
Ooh.
But wait, there's more for 1,000. Chicago entrepreneur Joe Sugarman used infomercials in the early 90s to sell these sunglasses adapted from NASA, which have now sold over 20 million pairs to date.
I can't think of the name of it. Shoot, sunglasses. Crap. Nope, I got nothing.
All right, Scott, on to you.
Would that be the Blue Blockers?
Yes, it would be. Nicely done.
Look at you.
Very close. We got 5 questions left. Dave at 46, Scott at 45, Rose at 4,000. Scott, you're bored.
Obscurely adapted for, let's go 1,000.
Obscurely adapted for 1,000. That is a bonsai, the last bonsai. So how much are you going to risk?
Oh, what the hell? Let's do 2,000.
2,000.
Man.
Okay. Yes.
He's a gambler.
Obscurely adapted. Here we go. From 1997 to 2000, Buena Vista Television successfully syndicated a sitcom adaptation of the 1989 film Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Name the actor who replaced Rick Moranis in the role of Wayne Szalinski.
Oh, boy. It would be Martin Short.
I am sorry. That is incorrect. Well, and this is a bonsai, so we don't pass it over. Anybody else want to take a crack?
Howie Mandel?
Nope.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I've got nothing. But I'm curious.
It is Peter Scolari.
Oh, that's
from
great.
Bosom Buddies, Newhart.
Darn it.
Wow. Yeah.
I think I remember watching that.
I recall that now. I can see it.
No recollection. I have no recollection.
Yep, I can pick
Okay. it. Okay, Scott is still your board.
Okay. Crazy Otto gets married for another 1,000. I got to catch up.
Okay. Let me just get down here. 1,000. In the 1982 Pac-Man cartoon series, what is Pac-Man's pet name for Miss Pac-Man?
Where's my cricket sound? yeah, crickets pass, man. I have no clue. Not even close.
Okay. Who are we up to here?
How about Shmoopy?
No, sorry. Rose, do you have a crack at it?
Oh, honey. Honey, I don't know.
Nope.
Okay.
Dave, you got a shot?
Pumpkin?
Nope.
Yeah.
The correct answer is pepper.
Pepper.
Whoa.
Pepper.
Oh, pepper. Of course. That makes perfect sense.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, Scott, you're still in control.
Okay, let's go obscurely adapted for 800.
Obscurely adapted for 800. Which of these movies has not been adapted to both live action and animated TV series?
Oh, wow.
Police Academy, The Karate Kid, Highlander, Planet of the Apes, which has not been adapted to both live action and animated TV series.
I'm going to say Planet of the Apes.
Incorrect.
Damn. They had a TV series? Man.
They did. And I'll give you the years in just a minute. Rose?
All right.
Highlander?
Incorrect. Dave?
Give me the choices again.
The choices were, well, the choices left are Police Academy or The Karate Kid. Not been adapted to both. Adapted to both live action and animated.
Okay, so I know both of those have been adapted to animated. So which one of those have not been live action? Let's go Police Academy.
Incorrect. The correct answer is Karate Kid. Karate Kid only had an animated series, and that was in 1989. Police Academy, their live action was 1997, actually. And 1988 was the animated. Highlander was 92 and 98 for live action and animated. And then Planet of the Apes was 1974 and 1975.
Hmm.
So, there you go.
Didn't know they had a series. I would love to see that series on DVD or something. I'll have to look that up.
So, all we got left is Ms. Pac-Man trivia. I think, Scott, you're still in control.
Oh, let's go 600.
The orange ghost in Pac-Man was called Clyde, but changed to this female name for Miss Pac-Man.
Penny?
Incorrect. Over to Rose.
Bonnie?
Incorrect. Dave?
Was it Sue?
Oh, he pulled it out. It was Sue.
Whoa!
Oh, seriously?
My God.
Nicely done.
Wow. Nice, Dave.
So quick math here. This last question will be for fun, but go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, so yeah, I'm sitting at 5,200. Rose is at 4,000, and Scott's at 2,500.
And we've got the last question for Crazy Otto Gets Married for 800.
For 800, yep. Let's
and
do
this
it.
This one is yours, Dave. On the TV show Friends, Monica and Chandler receive a Ms. Pac-Man arcade game as a wedding present from this character.
Let's see. Would that be that sounds like a Joey gift. Let's go, Joey.
Incorrect.
All right.
Scott?
Phoebe.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Phoebe Gale. So that's it, ladies and gentlemen. And our grand champion is Dave at 5,200.
Whoop, whoop.
Rose came in second with 4,000, and Scott with his risky bonsai daily double there came in last at 3,300. So that question we threw out that was 800, I guess, ended up being irrelevant. So.
Yeah.
Yep.
Congratulations, sir.
Thank you.
And I will get those Madball stickers in the mail to you.
Sweet. Awesome.
And, and I believe I get to keep the Forbidden Zone.
And you're keeping the Forbidden Zone. There's no reason for that to leave your house ever again.
And well, Scott will forever remember Peter Scolari, right?
Yes, right.
That was the one
that
got you.
Yeah,
brass monkey.
I shrunk the kids.
That and brass monkey.
Yep. No, this is great. These are awesome questions, man.
Yeah,
Jason,
they were good.
Did awesome.
Very good.
Yeah.
You did a great job with this, man. We appreciate it.
Well, it was my pleasure, and like I was saying to some of you earlier, I might make a professional career out of this if this takes off, you know, and other people want to invite me on their shows to host the game show. But I love game shows. I've loved them since I was a kid, so I thought this would be a fun little change of pace for you guys in your podcast.
I think I would be on board for another show, for another version.
Okay.
I would totally be on board.
Doing another Bonsai Jeopardy?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Well,
just saying,
put me in the rotation.
I had a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It was great. I really enjoyed it. I liked how the questions weren't super easy.
Yes.
Well, and that was
I don't like that part about it.
Well, I guess you can say that since you won, but still. No, I tried to come up with some fun stuff and tried to go, all over the board, not just, music or movies or whatever.
Well, I'm glad you stepped outside of the 80s, too. It wasn't just all about the 80s.
Right, right. Yeah, I'm notorious for being Mr. 80s, but
yeah, no, I mean, don't get me wrong.
Of the 80s too, yeah.
Yeah, and we, when Dave and Rose and I first
I'm the Overlord. No, he's Dr. Evil. So
oh, look, nice. I'm Zippy Longstockings.
Zip it. Zip it.
When a problem comes along, you must zip it.
You zip it. Yes.
By the way, one of the greyhounds that we're fostering right now, we called him Devo. Uh-huh. We named
Devo.
Nice.
Devo.
Nice.
Well, his racing name, was Mega Ukraine. I'm like, okay. And Chrissy's like, we still have all our albums up on the wall from the 80s party that we had, two and a half months ago. So we have all the 80s albums up there, and she saw the Devo albums up on the wall. She goes, how about Devo? All right, sounds great. That's awesome.
Yeah, so, there you go.
We're calling him Devo. Anyway, so I'm glad you're recording this, and now we can kind of wrap things up. Who wants to wrap it up, Dave?
All right, so this is part of the show that we like to remind people to go to our website, which is BonsaiRetroClub.com. That's BanzaI. And, leave us a voicemail and that kind of thing. That's right there, a button right at the top of the website. But then, there's also other mechanisms on the website that gives you avenues to keep track of us via Tumblr, via Twitter, Facebook, all that kind of good stuff. We have links to all of it. So please go onto the website, check it out, and follow us on those social media endeavors. There's also a thing down at the bottom of the website called Patreon. We like to do is have somebody, that is interested in giving us a little something to help keep things running along. Just a little contribution to help with either the website or podcast hosting. So, we'd love for you to be able to do that. The thing that we're going to start doing is start providing special content for our Patreon contributors so that, there'd be special podcast episodes that we don't air on the regular channel, exclusive just for those folks. So we would encourage you to please do that. There's also something else that we'd like you to do, and this little thing called an iTunes review. Rose, did you want to yell at our listeners for that?
Sure, why not? Hi, everybody. Just wanted to remind you all that we're awesome, and you can freely tell us that when you go to iTunes and subscribe to our channel. And then you can tell us how amazing we are or how amazing we're not. But I think today pretty much proved that we're pretty damn awesome. So give us a review. Hit subscribe. That way when you go to search for us, the more reviews we get, the higher up the food chain we become. So let's get us to the top of the food chain, shall we? Thank you.
and before we wrap everything up, I want to say a special thanks to Jason for coming on the show from Rediscover Absolutely. The 80s. And Jason, why don't you tell us about your program, your podcast, and your website, and give us all the lowdown on that.
Sure. It's just rediscoverthe80s, 80s.com. And I'm on a lot of the social media, same as you, as rediscoverthe80s or at RD80s on Twitter. And then, we have a podcast, I guess we'll call it feed, since we do several shows now. Me and my buddy Wyatt, we do a show called Memory Jogger, mm-hmm. where we go back and basically just talk about stuff from our childhood. We do a show called Rank 'Em, which we rank the top five of something, TV shows, movies, that kind of thing. And then we have a new show called Rediscovered. Imagine that on our Rediscover the 80s channel, where we're going to go back and review stuff that we have never seen before or haven't seen since its initial run. And our first episode was the Highwayman TV series from, I think, 87. So go out and check that. We're pretty much on every podcast avenue, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn. We just got approved for iHeartRadio as well.
Nice.
So, yeah, the only one I think we're not on yet is Spotify. But I'm keeping my fingers crossed on that. But and I can help you guys out, too, if you want to, you know, get on one of those other avenues. You can just, you know, go over and submit to iHeartRadio, some of those places, and you just got to kind of keep your fingers crossed that they'll approve you. But, yeah, so we're out there, and so come say hello.
Yeah, and by the way, the Rank'em episode that you did with our buddy Old School Evil, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Yep.
Was that the cartoon one?
Oh, that was a cartoon theme song, yep.
That was fun.
That was just for Dave, yep. All in good fun.
They definitely had a lot of fun picking on my choices of cartoon themes. So it was definitely worth a listen, and I encourage everybody to go out and just follow and subscribe to Rediscover the 80s, you know, because there's lots of great content there.
Nice.
I appreciate that. Yeah, we've had a lot of fun over the last, year and a half that we've been collaborating. Mm-hmm. We were the 80s league, and now we're part of that 80s group there on Twitter and help each other out. But it's been fun, man. I've enjoyed it all through through website stuff and podcast stuff.
Yeah. We just, we're sharing the love, you know, and it's just great to, you know, there's so many of us that are, you know, reliving these moments, you know, of simpler times. And it's just, it's great to see so many different takes of it. And what I love is the backstories where there is, you know, a different experience, because my version of the 80s was different than yours.
Right.
And then, you know, what your love and passion of, you know, if, you know, certain movies, you know, were big for you, and, you know, maybe they didn't hit my radar as much. And I love to hear those stories, and I love to hear, you know, people share those things that I may have missed. And, you know, as I've mentioned before, there's huge gaps I have in my, my retro love affair. And it's always very interesting to hear, you know, what it is that I've missed, and, you know, those different moments for those, you know, the people that lived them.
Sure.
So it's awesome. The other thing that we like to do is we like to remind everybody to be excellent to each other. So please do that for us. And since we have no idea when you're going to be listening to this, have a good whatever. Bye.
Take care now.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
This has been a Bonsai Retro Club production.
Banzai, Daniel-san!
Hey, Banzai!
Banzai!